a very good evening to you and welcome to Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. The presidency of the European Union Security Conference, hosted by Hungary on migration issues, said Péter Szijjártó after holding bilateral talks with his Luxembourg counterpart. The Hungarian politician said the seven affected non-EU countries would be invited. Péter Szijjártó added that the positive outcome of the conference would be if these countries agreed to establish control centers on their territory for screening migrants, whether they are eligible for refugee status. This could significantly reduce the migration burden on Hungary, he said.
We are proposing to build such hotspots outside the EU in the Western Balkans. These hotspots and their employees from the European Union will help largely the yet non-Union Balkan countries to halt or at least decrease the pressure of illegal migration, which would otherwise fall on the European Union.
On Monday, more than 1,000 illegal border crossers were captured by the police throughout Hungary. And in five cases, a criminal proceeding has begun against human smugglers. According to this year's statistics, human smuggling became huge in the region. The Szeged District Prosecutor's Office said, so far this year, there are as many cases as the whole of last year.
Migrants are napping in tents or under the sky under the strong sun in the suburbs of Savatka in Serbia. Most of them are helped by traffickers to get here. They gather on the spot before heading on to Hungary.
2,000 euro till here.
2,000 euros?
Yeah.
And who helped you get to Serbia?
The smugglers.
Smugglers are being tried before court almost every day in Csongrád County, states the local newspaper. The prosecutor's office of Szeged charged more smugglers this year already than the whole last year. The number of cases increases every day. Four people were traveling in the back seat of the car and two more were in the trunk. They were Syrian citizens and they couldn't certify the legitimacy of their stay in Hungary, said the prosecutor. On Tuesday, two Serbian men were on trial in Szeged. One of them was caught red-handed for the second time. They plan to transport six migrants to Vienna in Austria for 500 euros, and another car would have escorted them. But only just seconds after they picked up the migrants, the police caught them. The court sentenced one of them for 3 years and 5 years expulsion from Hungary. The second accused is sentenced for 1 year and 6 months imprisonment and 5 years expulsion from Hungary, said the judge. According to the data of the Csongrád County Prosecutor's Office, 161 criminal proceedings have started against smugglers till June. The accused are typically foreigners. The investigating authorities take the smugglers caught in the act into custody. After 24 hours, the smugglers will be in trial and will be sentenced to imprisonment without exception. Against the foreigners, we will apply expulsion as well, said the Deputy Attorney General. Nationwide, 1,078 illegal border crossers were apprehended by the police on Monday alone.
The Hungarian Summer University in the Carpathian Basin has begun. At the opening ceremony, Speaker of Parliament, László Kövér, and Zsolt Semjén, Deputy Prime Minister, were also present. More than 150 students arrived from Slovakia, Vojvodina, Transylvania, Macedonia, and even from the United States. During the one-week camp, the lectures will be in Hungarian.
Human sciences, information technology, legal and natural sciences, these are the subjects that undergraduates from the Carpathian Basin can learn about during the one-week summer university. Beatrix Fülep is a student at the University of Babes Bújai in Kolozsvár in Romania. This is the first time she participates at the ELTE Carpathian Basin Summer University. I applied because I was curious. I want to learn more. I would like to develop my knowledge, but at the same time I want to meet new people who speak Hungarian, said Beatrix. Aron Ágoston came from Vojvodina. He mainly studies in Serbian, but his mother tongue is Hungarian. The Hungarian nation belongs together. I try and would like to contribute to this. I want to expand my knowledge in Hungarian too, not only in Serbian, he said. Barna Mezei, rector of the Eötvös Loránd University, presented this year's program. The language of instruction at the summer university is Hungarian. Our goal is international networking and to enrich and strengthen the Hungarian language, said the rector of the university. Deputy Prime Minister Zsolt Semmilyen emphasized that nation, language and science are closely linked together. The importance of Hungarian language education for ethnic Hungarian communities is the main criteria of the Hungarian nation's survival. Strengthening Hungarian language education is a task as well as a mission of the Hungarian state, said the Deputy Prime Minister. László Kövér, Speaker of the Parliament, said the 20th century was the era of the historic fragmentation of the Hungarian strength and opportunities. Hungary paid a big price for it. But the question is whether we can be winners in the 21st century's European community or once again we remain losers. The Hungarian nation can only be successful in the 21st century if it manages to concentrate the intellectual, spiritual and economic resources of Hungarians in the mother country and in Hungarian communities in the Carpathian Basin as well, though spread around the world. The best tool for this is education, said the Speaker of the Parliament. This year, 151 students participate in the program of the Carpathian Basin Summer University, 1.5 times more than in 2011.
A 100 billion foreign tender will be available from this Thursday on to help to boost Hungarian small and medium-sized enterprises, Economy Ministry State Secretary Béla Glatfelder said on Tuesday. He added that this will help a further growth in industrial output in Hungary, which, based on a first reading of data, exceeded 6% in the first 6 months of the year.
500 transmission housings are manufactured daily in this plant in Békéscsaba in eastern Hungary. These are used in the cars of one of the most popular brands. The company manufactures parts for agricultural machineries as well. About 80 types of products are made here, most of which are sold abroad. The company, which is entirely in Hungarian ownership, has just opened its newest production hall. You can only stay alive in the automotive industry if you constantly expand and develop the technologies, and if you can serve customer needs at an increasing level. Innovation is part of our everyday life. If we cannot develop, we will stay behind automatically, said the owner of the company. Thanks to firms like this one, the industrial output of Hungary in main was 6.2% higher than in the same period the previous year. Similarly, the production in the first 5 months of the year increased with 6.3%. Just like before, the sector was pulled by the manufacturing industry, mainly by car manufacturing. Béla Glatfelder, State Secretary of Economic Regulation, said to public media M1 that the expansion of the industry will continue. First of all, because of consumption increases. In Western Europe and North America, the sales of new vehicles are increasing too. And thanks to the rising demand and EU funds for industrial investments, will increase as well. And the first such tender will be available from this week. Tenders for improving industrial performance and capacity expansion can be submitted from Thursday on. A very large amount of resources will be available, more than 100 billion forints to expand production in the industry, said Béla Glatfelder. According to the president of the Hungarian Industrial Association, Hungarian SMEs have an increasing contribution to industrial growth. It was supported by the EU funds, the tax system, the loan scheme of the Hungarian National Bank, the household utility fee cuts in which SMEs are all concerned. I have to say that they are more and more competitive and prepared to produce in a way that is marketable, said György Vadász. Currently, the industry contributes 23% to the GDP growth. The government would like to raise this ratio up to 30% by the end of the 2020 financial EU cycle, so the biggest industrial contribution to the GDP in Europe could be in Hungary.
Well, that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back tomorrow night, as every night around this time. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.